The commission, made up of people appointed by Cuomo and legislative leaders, had been working toward a system for statewide races based on New York City's decades-old and largely successful program. It would include a 6-to-1 matching system for donations of up to $250, with an overall limit on how much public money each candidate could receive. The commissioners had already taken preliminary votes to begin to structure that. But then, during a meeting October 22nd, the commissioners narrowly approved a new rule for state Senate and Assembly races. Those candidates would only be able to collect public matching funds if the donors lived in their districts, and the matching funds would be much higher, a 20-to-1 match. Commissioner Jay Jacobs, who's also the head of the state Democratic Party, chaired the meeting.
We have 5 votes yes. The motion passes for in-district, 4 votes no.
While that change might sound innocuous, advocates for public campaign financing say it could result in a system that won't work and that few candidates will choose to participate in. Lauren Bach is with the reform group Indivisible.
Their goal is to limit the efficacy of this program.
Bach says the state's political parties would still be able to receive nearly unlimited contributions from all over the state with few restrictions. She says the parties are then free to funnel that money to help favored candidates. She says in many cases, those would be long-term incumbent legislators.
They're a known entity. They've probably been in their seat for a while. We have a lot of folks in New York who've been in their seats for decades. And if individual candidates can only get matching funds from donations in their district, then you have a system where incumbents are probably going to dramatically outraise primary challengers.
In the 2018 elections, a number of candidates who were new to elected office challenged some veteran lawmakers, and they won. Among those who lost their seats, 6 of 8 members of the Independent Democratic Conference, a breakaway Democratic faction in the Senate who often sided with the Republicans. Bach says the rules adopted by the commission would hamper that.
What we saw in the 2018 elections was that primary challenges are incredibly powerful, and we have a lot of very progressive new senators, new voices in Albany, women and people of color, who are really changing the game. You know, like they're really moving New York in a much more progressive direction. And a matching system like this is not going to help folks like that.
4 commissioners appointed by either Cuomo or Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie voted for the 20-to-1 matching program. 4 appointees of Senate Democrats and Senate and Assembly Republicans voted against it. The deciding vote was cast by Commissioner Henry Berger. He holds a seat jointly selected by the governor, the Assembly Speaker, and the Senate Majority Leader. David Palmer with the Fair Elections Coalition says he is also suspicious of the surprise vote on the 20-to-1 matching system for senators and assembly candidates, though he says he has no evidence to prove what might have happened behind the scenes.
What's going on here when there's a sudden reversal based on 0 evidence, it seems? It makes you question whether other people are pulling the strings here.
The Fair Elections Coalition has filed a Freedom of Information request asking the commissioners to provide all data and communications that informed your vote. They argue the public has a right to know. So far, the commission has not directly answered the request. Both Governor Cuomo and Speaker Hastie say they do not have a hand in the commission's decisions and that their appointees are acting independently. Commissioner Jacobs says that all the votes on the details of public campaign finance are preliminary and that the positions could change before the commission is due to release its report on Thanksgiving Eve. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.